BBC News at 5 o'clock. This is Tom Sanders. The Chancellor has insisted that his economic strategy is working, despite having to downgrade his growth forecasts in the budget. George Osborne announced help for people trying to get a mortgage and froze the duty on petrol. And 9 senior staff at Barclays are to receive share deals worth more than £38 million. The Chancellor, George Osborne, has insisted that the government is slowly but surely fixing the country's economic problems, despite being forced to admit in today's budget that growth forecasts for 2013 have been halved to 0.6%. Mr. Osborne said the recovery was taking longer than anyone hoped, and he announced a series of measures on housing, corporation tax and income tax thresholds to help those who, he said, wanted to work and get on. Labour called it more of the same from a downgraded Chancellor. Our political correspondent Chris Mason has the details.
"I'm going to level with people," George Osborne began, and a series of frank admissions followed. The independent forecast for growth in the economy has been cut in half. Government attempts to get the deficit down have stalled. Debts will continue to rise as a proportion of national income until 2017. But a triple-dip recession is not expected. And, he said, there were still reasons to be cheerful.
"A new employment allowance that helps small firms, a 20% rate of corporation tax, a £10,000 personal allowance. Major achievements delivered by this government in difficult times."
There'll also be, the Chancellor said, a Help to Buy scheme aimed to act as a catalyst for the struggling construction industry by helping people to fund a deposit on a new house and the money needed to pay the mortgage. The Labour leader Ed Miliband said the Chancellor's hour-long address could be summarised in a pithy message on Twitter.
"He could have got it all into 140 characters. Growth down, borrowing up, families hit, and millionaires laughing all the way to the bank."
George Osborne insisted it was a budget for those who want to work hard and get on. He used variations on the word aspiration 16 times.